were a mother-daughter business, and my daughter and I have a joke between the two of us that is, if we can't find what we want, we'll just do it ourselves. And we've done this for years with horse blankets, and we used to sell lotion. We designed our own lotion recipe and that sort of thing, and it kind of morphed into clothing. The first piece that we designed was a down skirt, probably 10 years ago now at least. My daughter is an avid runner and bicycler, and she wanted something to keep her butt warm. And so we designed a down skirt, which we loved, and lots of other people did. And then we decided that we needed to have some really fun and practical leggings to go with them. And so then we started doing that. And then we said we need a down vest now to go with this. And so one thing led to the other, and now we have nearly a full line of clothing for women. It's all fall and winter. It's cold weather wear. And we are not interested in reinventing a wheel. If somebody has a product that's really excellent, that we think is really excellent, we're not, you know, interested in replicating that. But we are from the North Woods. We know what the winters are like. We say that we're tired of dressing like marshmallows. And so we want clothing that is practical, but stylish and also fun. And so all of our products have really unique features that you won't see in other places. And there's kind of a story behind each piece about what we were looking for and we couldn't find. Some of our latest products are a down jacket that has built-in mittens, and that's been very popular, and it just makes all the sense in the world in the North Country to have something like that. We do a lot with buffalo plaid, which we love, and we designed a long down vest, and it has a zip-open pleat in the back, and our thinking on that was that when you have a long jacket or vest out of down, that you would sit on it, and over a period of time you would stress the baffling and you might end up with some down leakage. And so we said, if we're going to proceed with this, we want to make sure that that's not going to happen. So we came up with the pleat idea, so you're not sitting on the baffles, and it also just gives you more room when you're driving, but it's also adorable. And so that's kind of our thought process. We really think through really thoroughly each piece that we design.
That is Rose Heim talking about the clothing company she and her daughter Gretchen started. It is called Heim Made, and it's in Kellyer, Minnesota. We're focusing on Kellyer in this month's segments of Let's Visit, and Rose was an art teacher at Kellyer School, and I've been following along in her retirement as Heim Made has grown over the years. Rose was just somebody I had to reach out to find out more about the Kellyer area.
Kellyer is the school district, but I think when you live here, your little community is your township. And we live in Somm, and we love our little community. We love Kellyer, of course, too, you know, and the whole community. It just has wonderful, wonderful people. When we first moved here many years ago, what struck me about the community is how open-minded the older folks were. And we moved here in the early 70s, and there used to be a hippie commune in the area. And so there was lots of hippie-type people, you know, coming and going. And we did a lot with the arts at school, and I brought in a lot of multicultural people and artists, and I would always invite them to my home. And if we had community activities going on, I would invite them to the Somm picnics or suppers or whatever we had. And I was really struck with how open-minded the older generation was. And if you were a good person, they accepted you no matter who you were. And I think that that has translated into kind of a community trait here. And that's one of the things I really love. And about the community in general, one of the things that I would mention that I find really striking and unique is that Kellyer had its centennial only a few years ago. So this community is officially only 100 years old. And a lot of the people that live here had grandparents that were settlers. And there's still a spirit of doing it yourself and figuring it out and it's a lot like the spirit of high maid. You know, if we can't find it, we'll figure it out and make it ourselves. We'll do it ourselves. And in the community, there's farmers that make parts for their machinery. And there's people that build buildings. And it's just been something that's been handed down. It's not something they went to school to learn. And I love that spirit. I really love that spirit in the community.
We had some neighbors here that they said, oh, you'll never stay. We know that you're going to leave. We know that you'll never stay, that nobody ever does. And we did. We love it. We love it up here.
When I caught up with Rose, she had been to Minneapolis, where she had presented her clothing line at the Holiday Boutique inside the U.S. Bank Stadium. She was unpacking that day, taking inventory, and then repacking as she would be leaving for another show the very next day. And we talked about what it's like going to shows.
A few years ago, we purchased a 1946 Spartan travel trailer. We got it from a junkyard in Wisconsin. And so we totally gutted it, totally redid the whole thing from the bottom up, and we turned that into a little shop for high maid. So we take that to as many shows as we can, and that's kind of our little shop. That's the closest thing we have to a store. I had thought for a few years that, geez, you know, we've got to come up with something easier than setting up all these grids at all these shows we go to. And wouldn't it be great if we had something on wheels? And so I thought, well, do I want like a bread truck kind of a thing or a trailer? And so that I was mulling that over. And all of a sudden, it took a couple years, but like the light bulb went on and I said, I don't want something with an engine. You know, I want something that I can pull with a truck that has a good engine so I don't have to worry about breakdowns. So I thought, oh, where am I going to find this? So I went online, and I was looking for Airstreams, really, because that's all that I was familiar with. And up pops this Spartan. And it was a picture of it in the junkyard. And I looked at it, and I went, oh, my God, you know, like, oh. And I just kept going, you know, because it looked so bad. Mm-hmm. And so, but all the Airstreams, most of them had been refurbished, and they were very, very expensive. And I certainly didn't want to gut out something that was perfectly functional. And so a few days later, I started going through again, you know, online, and this Spartan popped up again. And about the third time I did it, I looked at it, and I thought, that thing is so ugly, it's almost cute. And so I contacted this guy, and so I showed it to my husband, and he said, oh, my God, he should be paying you to haul it away instead of you paying for it, you know. And I said, no, I think it's adorable. So he said, call all the shows you go to, just first of all, see if you could bring it, and then we're only going to go look at it. We're not going to bring a trailer or anything, you know. And so we went over to see it, and it was actually in excellent shape for what I wanted, because the company, the Spartan company, made airplanes during World War II, and then they started making these trailers, and it's all aircraft aluminum and airplane technology, you know, flight technology, so it's really pulls well. And the aluminum was excellent, the floor was great, and all we wanted to do was gut it anyways. We ended up buying it, and so then it became a family project, and I pretty much wore out everybody in the family. We finally got it done, and it's you know, adorable, and it's a functional. We only had to put flooring on top of it. Yeah. We had to put a new axle on it, and it didn't have wheels, and it didn't have a hitch. So we had to put a hitch on it, and we had to do a little patching and put windows in it. We insulated it and, you know, put new walls on it and a new ceiling. And this weekend we're going to the Deck Center in Duluth, and we'll be bringing the Spartan.
Oh,
and that'll be our third year with the Spartan.
That Spartan is just another example of your can-do attitude, or Kellyer's can-do attitude.
Yes, absolutely.
That's Rose Heim. You can find her winter clothing line for women online at heimmade.com. That's HEIMMADE.com. Or you might see her at some trade show in her Spartan travel trailer. Because Rose taught art for a few decades at Kellyer School and continues to experiment creatively and continues to make money through her creativity, I wanted to ask her a little about the value of arts education before we ended our conversation.
Every once in a while, I would get a student that would say, kind of challenge me and say, well, you know, I don't know why I have to take art because I am never going to use this in my life. I'm not going to be a painter, and I'm not going to be, you know, making things with clay. And then I would say, oh, I've just been waiting for somebody to ask me that question. And then I would give them my answer that I gave every time, which is that I never felt it was my job to create artists. My job was to create creative thinkers, to help develop creative thinking. And I told the kids, I said, no, if you can take any profession and think about who is the most successful in that profession, and you're going to find it's going to be creative thinkers. And so then I would say things like, think of your babysitters. Who's your favorite babysitter? And I said, I bet it's the one that's the most creative thinker, the ones that comes up with games, the ones that make fun things to eat, you know, that come up, make up stories at bedtime. And who is your dad's favorite mechanic? I bet it's the mechanic that can make his own parts and can figure out how to fix something that nobody else can. That's a creative thinker. And then another example I gave is that there was an article in the paper, this was many years ago, but they had a contest for students to have experiments go up on one of the space flights. So this student from a school, his had to do with bees, and they interviewed his teacher, and they said, you must be so proud of this student. He must be brilliant. And the teacher said, well, he's not the top of the class. He's not the smartest academically in my class, but he's the most creative thinker. And so after a discussion about that, the kids would get it, you know. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I've been retired for over 10 years now, and I always said that kids aren't going to really get it until they're adults. And so many times I have adults come back and tell me they remember specific things that we did or specific experiences they had that really changed the way they thought, you know, and that they're very thankful for that. So that's where I see the value.
That's Rose Heim. She is a retired art teacher from Kellyer School, where she taught K through 12 art for many, many years. And now she's a clothing designer, and she designs winter women's wear. Again, you can find her line online at heimmade.com. We are visiting Kellyer, Minnesota in this month's segments of Let's Visit. I'm Katie Carter, your host, and I hope you've enjoyed meeting Rose and learning about Kellyer and Heim Made. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.